Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, nobody cares.
Birthday!
That's yeah! Sugar. Yeah, I like that rapping.
Old S.O.B.
B.B.
You ain't gonna get no presents.
What?
From Sean, Brad, or me.
Probably not. Mm.
Happy birthday,
Gary.
Gray.
Oh. Guys, Sean, Mark.
Hey, we did it.
We're back.
We did it, guys.
Welcome.
High five.
We're back in the saddle again. We're back.
How have you been? Mark, how have you been?
Man, we can't be on iTunes anymore.
Yeah,
I just sung that.
We don't even want to be on iTunes.
We were already kicked off.
We're too
ComedyPodcast.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're already listening to the show, so you know
we,
that.
We call it a they-tunes.
Because they, we can't. Because I can't afford that crap.
Mark, how you been?
Great. Just got back from vacation.
Didn't you go on vacation?
Just missed
for
the oil.
For 8 days?
We were in Florida for 8 days.
With your
wife.
Days
with my wife.
And none.
No fights.
Was it an authentic Mexican vacation?
Whoa. You wouldn't believe how big a laugh that got last week at Zanies. Oh,
did it?
The laugh just poured all over me.
Tell the joke. People are going to go, what?
No, yeah. I'm going to tell the joke on here.
Okay. Next people, if you want to hear the joke, go see Mark and Nunson.
Yeah, see me live.
Next week at Zanies.
Yeah, probably not.
No.
Who cares?
I don't know.
Where did you go?
Pensacola Beach, Florida.
Pensacola Ooh. Beach, Florida. Is there oil on the beach?
There is now. We just missed it.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, we missed it, guys.
Did you put the oil there?
I did.
I drove my car out on
right that. Right before I left, I just I stuck my head in the ocean. And
oh, man.
Got all early.
Got that out.
Yeah.
Farted in the water. Sean, what have you been up to?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Just
well, Mark,
sad.
What else have you been up
just
to?
Just been doing sad things.
We're talking off air.
We are.
Are we on air?
We're on air. I think so. We're recording.
Happy birthday, Gary. Are we on the air?
It's this thing.
Did I peek?
No.
I got so excited.
We're looking good here.
So happy we're back together.
You
again,
know,
doing
just
these.
Moved into a new office and, you know,
a
new building.
How big is it?
It's about 3,000
like,
square feet.
How
my,
many?
My office is 3,000 square feet.
As a unit of measurement, let's say Ryan Williams' office is. How many Ryan Williams' offices?
17.
Is your office?
17.
Wow. Wow.
That's a lot of offices.
It's huge.
Cherry slushy. Can I point that out? Cherry slushy.
What are you
slushy.
Drinking there? Hey, Sean Parrott.
Sean has
cherry,
a Ultimate Comedy. What are you drinking?
Mark Anunson also has a cherry slushy. How are you enjoying that?
I like it. Mine has vodka in
it,
though.
Hear it
Whoa.
Great goose. What do you get there? A little unsweet tea?
Iced tea. Iced
sweet
tea
or unsweet?
Lemon. Unsweet with Splenda and lemon.
That sounds Splenda.
Yeah.
This
oh, man.
Is a pretty good podcast so far, guys.
It's going pretty great.
I missed you guys. It's weird. We're out of rhythm.
We
you guys are in comfy
air.
Chairs now.
We came back to the studio.
Please don't do that.
Sean, everyone can hear this. When
I'll
you rub the mic
you.
On things.
I'll kill you.
I know, it's just curious.
And you wonder why you get the $3 mic.
Sean gets bored. He's like, I'll just do this.
Well, that slushy come through my nose.
No.
Don't do that. Let's get vodka in it. Oh, vodka's from Russia. Am I right?
Yeah.
This
Look
guy.
At these comfy chairs. These are artistic. Your wife had to have picked these
no,
chairs.
No, I
out.
Picked them out.
Get the fuck
Guess
out.
Guess where
here.
I picked them out from? My old office building.
What?
They're like, we're giving away stuff. And I'm like, I'll take those.
Really?
Yeah, so they're free.
Are they giving away coffee tables?
It's over.
Oh, man. Yeah. You blew it.
You blew it.
They, yeah, they were. They had the exact one you were looking for.
Oh, man.
It's crap.
It's gone.
Crap.
They had this big bag of action figures. They burned them.
Yeah, they didn't want them. They actually had the blue Snaggletooth still in the box.
You don't even know what you're talking
I
about.
I do, because I have a blue Snaggletooth.
You do?
Yeah, but it's kind of been played with.
Yeah, well, you should see a dentist.
Whoa!
Today, at work today, I actually used, that's what she said, appropriately.
Yeah, like, it yeah. worked?
Like,
give it, please, give us, are you allowed to tell us the story?
I don't remember the exact story. It's like, did,
I don't know, but it worked.
Did Kelly get the business manager contract? Yeah, that's what she said.
Mm. That's pretty good.
I was like, wait, that's what she said. I don't
that's
remember.
That's what she said.
It wasn't
but did
exactly.
You say it? That's what she said?
I said, that's what she said.
Have you seen the stickers that say that's what she said?
No, but I can picture them in my head.
They're pretty funny. It's basically the words "that's what she said" on the sticker. Hmm. And then you stick it on something. That's
like,
pretty great.
Even sweeter after dark.
That's what she said. Oh, I get it. You put it on other stuff. Like
there's a sign.
Your shirt says, "I love New York."
Right.
That's what she said.
Mine says hot tamales.
Yeah,
that's what she said.
If you don't know how to read English, if you can read on my shirt.
Your red shirt has the font or whatever looks like hot tamales to me, and I thought it was one of those shirts that like they used to have shirts that would say in the style of a Bic razor, it would say Big Raver.
I know you're talking about.
And then the kids would wear it. I thought that's.
I remember those. They still do those.
You want to know what I wanted to ask you guys about?
Nah.
Water beds.
We were just talking about that last week on vacation. Yeah.
What happened to waterbeds?
Well, it got expensive.
There used to be waterbeds. I used to have a waterbed. Did you have a waterbed?
My sister had one. Me and my parents, and we were talking about it over. We're like, why do we even have a waterbed?
Well, were they like, I know they're bad for your back.
Well, and they were a pain in the ass to take care of. Mm-hmm. You'd have to empty them and fill them up.
But they were still,
yeah,
really? Whatever they were that. And now they're just there used to be waterbed outlet store like stores that sold waterbeds and like I don't know where you can get waterbed anymore.
All of a sudden Redneck said we don't like that anymore and that's what happened.
Did it fall out of I mean, but it was always tacky and stuff.
Yeah, they were so popular, especially like the king size waterbed with like the mirror headboard.
Yes. I had a waterbed with like the back had drawers and a mirror and stuff. Ooh. It was like a hand-me-down for my brother. But,
Nice.
My wife had one when she was growing up.
It was a pain in the ass though, because it would fill with air.
I hated them.
It did suck. It was bad for your back. I think I only humped on it once. Because I had it when I was like in high school. I was very young. And I never brought girls to my home to hump, you know? We'd hump either in the woods.
Yeah, you have to hump at their house.
Yeah, we'd hump on their place.
Hump.
Like static. I wrote that down. I was like, what do I have water? And static. There's no static on TVs anymore. Remember static?
Well, yeah, because everything's digital.
It is, but it's weird that that's a thing of the past, is like vertical hold slipping.
Right.
It's
yes.
Like something that like a young child like
they would know what it is.
I know what that is.
Because I was even thinking, you know, remember like your dial up modems, like. There's
not
like
anymore.
20 year olds who
they
have no idea what that means.
Right. Well,
Donkey Kong.
Yeah, exactly.
Donkey Kong.
I was driving around the other day.
Okay. In your car?
In my car. No, actually in the company truck.
Ooh.
Ooh. So.
Sexy.
In Colombia, they built a new cemetery. They have the cemetery, the stuff, brand new.
What? Kill you.
Brand new. And I was driving home, and they were burying somebody there. And it was like the first guy in a new cemetery. Yeah. And I'm like, is that, how would you feel about that?
Well,
would
does his headstone like, say firsties?
I don't know. It's like, is that that's sort of like, in a way, I mean, he obviously can't appreciate the fact that
he's. You say got him. Got it.
Got it. I called it.
I did it.
Shotgun.
I like the top.
What do you do?
It made me think.
It's got to be exciting and depressing at the same time.
I mean, it's sort of like even more lonely.
I hear that.
I know.
Oh, do we have to take your drink away?
I know.
Let's have a vote.
No, you know what? Keep the drink and let's take his mic away.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey.
That will show you little.
Let's take
somebody.
I was just fooling with
Let's
you guys.
Leave Mike and take him away.
Oh.
They're coming to take me away. Uh-huh. They're coming to take me away.
All right.
So what else?
Why don't we have a conversation and Sean just makes noises?
Yeah.
That's like, usually what I do.
If you died right now, where would you be buried? Do you know?
Yes, me and my wife talked about that.
Do you have an arrangement set up?
No, no. I just told her I want to be buried over at that cemetery by Baja Burrito. I said, I love Baja Burrito. Can you just get me out here in Berry Hill?
That's beautiful.
I want to be as close as I can to the chicken.
I have no arrangements, but if I died, I'd have to be buried somewhere, and I guess.
No, you can be cremated.
I could be cremated, but then
cremated.
I don't want to leave my ashes.
Be cremated.
Anybody.
That's what she said.
Who would want my ashes? First of all, I don't want to be.
I want a spoonful of them.
Well,
I got
if
a great
I was
recipe.
An urn, I wouldn't want to be
your coffee.
Like able to be misplaced. You know what I mean? Like just go ahead and.
Well, because you walked around the earth with so much purpose, why would you be misplaced after?
Oh boy, this guy!
Wow!
Wow, man! Maybe I could be spread out in your yard.
The good thing is nobody can hear you.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, every time you turn your head away.
Fortunately, I didn't want to drown out Sean's cup noises.
No, I mean, do you have
What a chance. Mm,
so good.
Do you have like parents that like you're involved with?
I do have parents.
I mean, I don't know his personal. Like,
no,
sometimes
I don't get along with them, but I think that if I died, they'd step up.
Yeah, they would. Once you're dead, they only remember the good things. It's just human nature.
Oh man, I should die.
Yeah.
What? Well, that's what I've been thinking. Would I have to take care of you if you died?
No, my mom.
No, his mom is all over it.
My mom loves it.
Oh yeah, she
can't wait till I die.
We were just talking about that the other day.
If I die,
kill Sean.
She's like, give me a minute. Anyway, we've been on hiatus.
Yeah,
we haven't had a show for
hiatus.
2 weeks.
She's the
weeks.
Haitian lady that cleans our work.
You guys ever listen to that Mostly Comedy podcast?
Yeah, but I haven't in a long time.
Well, you shouldn't, because they shit on us all the time.
Well, I mean...
They say, fuck your birthday, Gary.
Well,
what?
So what?
They say, fuck your birthday,
You know
Gary.
What? Talking about them is like if Coke came out and talked about Pepsi.
I know. Yeah. Listen, but because of that, I thought while we were on break, I was like, I'm going to come up with some slogans to say back to them. Right? Because fuck your birthday, Gary isn't even funny. That's not even...
Yeah, that's like...
For your mom, Gary. It's stupid.
That's what she said, Gary.
Fuck your birthday, Gary. Exactly.
Gary's... Gary, yeah.
Yeah, so they didn't even know Gary.
I came up with some
Happy
slogans.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Yeah.
That's even better.
It's funnier than anything that's ever been on that podcast.
Yeah, it's funnier than all their podcasts put together. Even
Corey's been on their podcast twice.
Right.
That's how terrible...
Paul F. Tompkins is funny, but Sean was just funnier than Paul F. Tompkins.
Yeah, he's funnier than he's ever been.
Do you want to hear... You want to hear my Mostly Comedy?
I do.
Slogans? Okay. Mostly Comedy, like a sack of hot, wet trash covered in fuck.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Mostly Comedy, it's like if black people had black people.
Yeah, they're crying right now.
Fuck them. Mostly Comedy, I didn't even come up with a third one. That's how much I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Mostly Comedy, one of our people have a baby.
Ugh.
Why would you have a baby and a podcast?
Gross.
Like, you shouldn't have both.
No.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I have a child in a podcast. Well, she's a teenager.
She's like a teenager.
Yeah.
I mean, if she was, like, a year old...
I'd be taking care of her.
You wouldn't be doing podcasting.
Hey, Brad, you want to come over and podcast? No, I've got some raising to do.
Yeah.
You know? Exactly.
I've got a child who needs to be reared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You're going to rear?
I'm trying to rear my child over here.
Is that illegal?
Because let's face it. The dad's not taking care of it.
See, I don't know anything about the dad. I don't want to badmouth him.
Then you're just like Katrina.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How do you like that?
We killed that podcast.
Fuck them.
And they don't have straw noises on theirs. There's nobody slurping.
This is
Andy.
Podcast Verite.
The only slurping that goes on is accidentally by Andy. He's not.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Yeah.
You know what? Andy
Paul F. Tompkins.
Gulp, gulp.
You know what? He should grow those, like, Jew curls, you know, from, like, the Hasidic tab or whatever.
Out of his nose?
You know those, like...
What a grease.
You know those ones that are all in New York?
Yeah. What are those called?
The... I don't know. The pippies?
They're called...
pippies.
Pippy
long
stockings.
The devout.
It's like the Hasidic.
Orthodox.
Hasidic?
Hasidics.
Hasids.
Yeah.
Hasidis. Jewy juice.
Can't you picture him with those curls?
Yeah. I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I bet his pubes are just a mass of those. Like a fucking, just a fucking muttly, just
a little waterfall of hair. Yeah, Niagara balls. Oh, God.
And we can beat them up, too, pretty easy.
We could beat.
Like the three of us against the two.
Katrina could probably beat Sean up, other than that.
Right, but there's three of us. There's two of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
she's Mexican, so she's got to have a razor in her boot. Yeah, she's Mexican.
I would have never talked to her if I knew that.
Well, because she only has one child, you wouldn't think she's Mexican.
Yeah, but she's young. Yeah. She's young.
How, vagina young? Probably doesn't work. It's probably got
She's too old to have only one kid if she's Mexican.
Well, we're not counting all the ones she's
are you sure? Are we sure that's not her grandbaby? Is that not her? Can we get a confirmation? If that's her grandkid, she should have a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. It's hard to... For a seed to find purchase in, like, just a nest of cysts. You know what I mean? It's got to be a mess in there.
Oh, Jesus.
Just fucking... just like inside out grapes.
There's been so many hot coat hangers and all sorts of...
Oh, man.
All sorts of violent objects.
Guys, I was thinking about songs.
Yeah.
Lightsabers.
I was thinking about...
Do you often do that?
This is incredible.
Lightsabers.
This
imagine performing an abortion with a lightsaber.
Yes. Yes, that's what I do. This Slurpee is incredible.
It's good.
We're gonna have to go back to bottled water. We usually have bottled water, and no one at home knows that because you can't fucking. You can hear the bottles crunching. I know that. Sean
I crunch them
a little.
Oh yeah, he does.
I get overzealous.
He's like a fidgety.
It's like Brad. We're driving to Disney World, and we have a 3-year old in a high chair.
Yeah, back I know.
Is it a high chair or what do you call those things? A car manufacturer?
Car seat.
Car seat.
Yeah, and just he is with both
what
feet.
What are those seats?
I don't I don't know anything about kids, like what they need.
It's like we're on a plane and he's just both feet kicking as hard as he can in the back of our...
Yes, exactly.
Wham, 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 the whole fucking time.
I'm not like that.
You're totally like that.
No. I like that. It's okay.
I'm the one who adds levity to this boring doldrum show of you two...
He's got a point.
...just talking about
he's got a
how
point.
Old you are and...
But he is the talent.
Yes. He is.
Oh, that was the other podcast.
That was the other podcast.
Still
holds true.
I write all the sketches.
All of them?
Yeah.
Black Suede Gays, you wrote that?
Yeah. Ooh. No, on this podcast, all the sketches.
Mm. Man, we almost had a fight.
He doesn't not write all the sketches, we can say that.
Yeah.
So let's think about songs.
Yeah. Oh, Marcia.
You ever, I was driving around
in your
company
car.
Truck.
Company truck.
Black. Past a graveyard. And I heard this song by the Fabulous Thunderbirds.
Ooh,
ain't that tough enough? And there's a lyric, a line in the song that's. I wrote it down. I've climbed the Empire State, fight Muhammad Ali. Just have your baby close to me. And there's a few problems with that.
Okay.
First of all, fighting Muhammad Ali is not really an accomplishment anymore.
I could do it. Yeah.
It's not really that tough enough. But he doesn't. But it's. I'd climb the Empire State. And he's, I think, saying I would climb the Empire State Building.
He ran out of words.
But he said Empire State, to force the lyric to work, sort of, this haphazard thing, he kind of fudged it. And it made me think, I hate it when, you're the Fabulous Thunderbirds. You're not the mediocre
fabulous,
Thunderbirds.
Yeah.
You know what, guys? The song's not ready yet. Give me a half hour to get this fucking line right. Just, don't just crank it, fuck it. I'd climb Muhammad State, fight Muhammad. Stupid.
I think it should be noted
yes.
that who climbs the Empire State Building?
Apes. Oversized.
That's
apes.
Is it? It's a little racist.
It's a little racist too. That's.
I'm
going to
climb the Empire State Building and fight Muhammad Ali.
My question is, why would you climb it? There's several elevators in the building.
Well,
why the hell is Muhammad Ali outside of
this is the
Empire State Building?
This is the mid-80s. He goes, and I'd love to see the woman who this song is wooing, just the denim. Just denim, fucking hair, giant hair.
Do you remember the video?
No.
Oh, it was a great video. Yeah, she was a gorgeous woman.
Was it?
Was there a beret in that video?
Would you climb the Empire State Building?
I wouldn't climb anything for anybody.
But I would climb off of her and go.
If I was that guy, I would. Yeah, really? I mean, the video, she was like, I think there was like jean short, like tight jean shorts.
Isn't there a beret in that video? I feel like there was a beret.
It feels
somebody
like
was
there's
wearing
a beret and some soft lighting.
I feel like somebody in the Fabulous Thunderbirds was wearing a beret.
It seems like there's like a construction site and she has like like a shirt tied up and like short shorts.
Picture it. You know how sometimes you hear a song and you kind of know what the video looks like in your head, like that song. Have we had this conversation
before? No, we never did.
You know that song, is it Carrie Underwood? Who is it? It's like, I take a Louisville slugger to both.
Oh, yeah.
Like you,
no,
hear
that's...
that, you hear that song and you know the video was in slow motion.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to see the video to
you
know. I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
No,
I've never
seen it, but
I've never seen
the
video,
agree with you 100%.
But it's like you hear it, you're like, this is slow motion, someone smashing headlights and all that.
Right.
So that's what I picture.
It's kind of like
Since You've Been Gone. Since You've Been Gone. That's a real jump around video. Like,
yeah. Oh, are
fuzzy,
people jumping in it?
Fuzzy, out of focus camera. I haven't seen it, but that's how in my head,
yeah,
that's what
right,
I imagine.
Yeah.
I can't think.
And this isn't even like, you know, when you have a mind video for a song, like you make up a story for it. This is just like what I think the industry would do for these fucking songs.
I think you're right. I think you should be an A&R guy or something.
Ooh.
I think I got what it takes.
Yeah, just but send your resume.
You've got what it takes.
But that's not what I was talking about. What I was talking about are forced lyrics.
Yes.
Okay. And I have another
Why
example.
Can't this be love? Is that what you were singing?
Yeah,
okay.
That's a good song.
That's a great
that
song.
That really is a good song.
But you know what's another good song but has a forced lyric?
No, I
what?
Don't.
Love Stinks. I've had the blues.
I was
the
just
reds
listening to that
and
song.
The pinks. No one's ever had the pinks. No one's ever had the reds.
I've had the
matter.
Pinks.
Yeah.
You don't want pinks, pink eyes.
If you know what I'm talking about.
I've had a couple pinks. Love stinks. It does stink. If it, like Katrina's
Uh-oh.
Stinks like shit. Hey, Sean, here, smell Katrina's vagina. It's pretty gross.
Well, I see what you're... Yeah, so yeah, no one's had the pinks.
No one's had the pinks, so that's another example. The worst example I could think of was Sheryl Crow. There's a song called Anything But Down. Do you remember that song? And
no.
I've been gone a long
You can take me anywhere but down.
Here. Yeah. There's a line in it. It goes,
anywhere but down. It's
no
awful.
No more playing Seek and Hide. No more long and wasted nights.
Oh, I play Seek and Hide all the time.
No one's ever played Seek and
Hide. Oh, I was thinking Seek and
gonna
Destroy.
I'm going to play Free and Alioxy Fox. Yeah, no. It's no one plays no one plays Parco Molo. It's fucking... God damn it. Seek and Hide? It's hide and seek. There's no Seek and Hide. You're Sheryl Crow. You're a millionaire in a mansion. Write a fucking song.
Next you're going to tell me no one plays Ladders and Chutes. Is
that... I know.
He does.
I wouldn't say that, but you know what I mean.
Ladders and Snakes.
I agree.
Ladders and Snakes.
So
one missed call.
Oh, we always get a call on the show.
No, it's all right.
Speakerphone?
This doesn't matter.
This is my only example.
You have an example?
The police says, don't stand so close to me.
Yeah.
There's a forced rhyme that is, when he sees her, he starts to shake and cough, just like in that old book by Nabokov.
Like yeah. He could,
old man.
He was like, I read this book. Hey, hey,
it nullifies,
listening public.
It nullifies how intelligent he's trying to make himself sound.
Yes.
Reading, what was that, Lolita or whatever the fuck it is.
If he was really good, he would have made it rhyme with Lolita.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lolita.
Eat ya.
Lolita. Lita.
Conchita.
I really need ya.
Yeah, there's so much.
Really need ya.
Chiquita. I mean, you know, the list goes on and on.
And was it really warm and dry in his car? I mean, if it's raining out, it's probably a little damp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So does he fuck the girl or does he just want to?
No, he had to.
I would.
He did it.
I would.
You don't write a song on what you almost did.
You know what? I never. Well, he's an outside. He's probably saw something on the news and just jumped to conclusions. You know, this guy may not.
No, he used to be a teacher.
Oh, he was a teacher. That,
it was well. Some people say
that he wrote the song because he fucked a student.
Not
literally.
Maybe not literally, but that he
talking about his tantric sex and how he's a super sex star.
He like, probably
if you're talking that much about it, you probably suck.
He probably had 14-hour sex with a 14-year-old.
Oh,
sorry, guys.
Disgusting.
Wow,
he did it.
Oh, you're so gross.
I'm sorry. I didn't do it.
I'm sorry, people who listen to this.
Mark,
no
I'm,
one.
I'm sorry, Mark.
I'm sorry, Brad. I'm sorry you brought him.
Listen, guys. One of any age will ever have sex with me. So
thank you.
The next segment.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to do this. Tell me.
What segment?
You want to call? Do. It's called What's the Deal with Ryan?
What's the deal with Ryan? Is that
we
like...
call Ryan Williams.
And we ask him what's the deal?
We talk to him for as long as it's entertaining, and then we hang up.
How long have we been doing this show right now? What is
this show? Six is
minutes.
This episode Just 8 started. Or 9 or something?
701 measures.
No, we've been doing it since the thimble.
23 minutes.
Whoa, man.
That's okay, because The Witch is Better.
We can do 2 episodes.
We could do it 2 episodes. I don't care. Let's just let's call him and see what happens.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
Pause?
Yeah, you better pause.
Oh, okay. Pause it.
All right. Calling Ryan.
So, well, you can, as long as you can hear him, you can just as long as you're talking to your mic.
Thank you for calling Shoney's.
He's gonna hear us.
He'll hear us with our voice.
Oh.
And we'll record him with this mic.
Is it recording? So what you're saying is the microphone's going to record it, and our voices are going to talk. He's not going to answer that motherfucker. He knew we were going to do this.
Son of a bitch.
What a cunt.
Hi, this is Ryan's voicemail.
You.
Sorry.
Well.
You better leave it. You better read.
That was the dumbest voicemail I ever heard.
This has been What's Up with Ryan.
You know what's up with Ryan?
Not much.
He's not answering his phone.
Well,
that's what,
guess what he did?
He blew it. He blew his chance to ever be on a podcast.
He did. That's fine.
We just saved 37 minutes.
Well, we were going to make fun of him.
On our
car. I was going to ask him about, have you seen the show Tremé?
Yeah, I love that show.
I love that show too.
Yes.
God damn it, Sean.
I don't think he's not using the mic.
No.
All right. He's just over in the corner just...
He didn't even care what we're doing. No. We need to get him a Game Boy or something so he has something to do while we're doing.
I got one in the bathroom.
Do you?
Yeah, let's talk about Tremé.
Tremay.
Hanging on Tremay. Him and a sachet.
I love it.
I love the show.
Yeah.
By the creators of The Wire.
Right.
Excellent music.
Love The Wire.
Excellent. I have two problems. First of all, what would you tell me about Tremay if you were to sum it up for me?
It's post-Katrina New Orleans.
There you go. New Orleans. We get it. It's in New Orleans. There's a hurricane. Katrina. Every other line of dialogue is
New
some
Orleans.
Reference to New Orleans.
Nolans,
the fact that
New
they're
Orleans.
In Nolans or everything's... Yeah. Everything's somehow better in New Orleans. It's like, well, let's go get some French fries. New Orleans French fries. Fuck you. Okay, you're in New Orleans. We get it. They overdo the fact that they're in New Orleans.
And you know what? It's not like that down there. I've spent a lot of time in New Orleans. My wife's from there. I've been to a lot of those places.
We're in Nashville. The subject that we're in, the fact we're in Nashville never comes up in conversation.
They're like, oh, that's Nashville
that's
for you.
Nashville. Well, Nashville hot dogs are better. Who gives a fuck? No one thinks about that or cares.
The only place that happens is when you're in Texas. Everybody, that's all I talk about is Texas.
They're all fucking
the stars at night, they am bright.
And they do that every time you say Texas.
We did that once on this podcast before.
Did we?
I think we've done it like three times. We were talking about Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Did we sang that?
I feel like we did. Maybe I dreamt it.
Maybe you had a dream that says how the video should go.
That was a beautiful dream you
Speaking
had.
Of movies.
Ooh.
Mark Anunson, friend of the show. I was talking to him on the
Shutter
show.
Island of Dr. Moreau.
Wait, slow down.
Oh,
slow
sorry.
Down.
Sorry.
Damn it.
Sorry.
You ruined it.
Sorry.
Such
you
a
make
dumb
noise
dumb.
And then you ruin shit. When you do talk, it's just to ruin things. Okay. This is called Mark's Movie Mashups.
Is that what?
That's what this is called.
Oh, we did it.
Mark's
guys.
Movie Mashups.
Now, Mark's Movie Mashups.
Mark, tell me the idea you had, okay. And we'll try to figure out where Sean and I went wrong with the idea you had and
okay,
did the wrong
we
thing.
We blew it.
You take one movie.
Yeah.
Name, take one movie.
You take another movie name.
Right.
And once you combine them.
You come up with a new movie.
Come up with a totally different movie.
Oh.
You have to explain that movie.
Right.
You have to
You don't drop off parts of the names.
No, you have to just tell the. You have to explain what that movie is. So, Mark, please give me an example of what you mean.
Like the movie Rear Window, which is Sean's favorite.
Right.
Yeah.
The movie Up.
Okay.
So, the movie we call it Rear Window Up. And it's a film about a car that obeys voice commands.
Okay. See?
That's
okay.
Funny.
So now,
that's funny.
What's your interpretation?
We
of
didn't.
That?
I didn't do that.
What'd you do?
I didn't do it really that way either.
I did Shutter Island of Dr. Moreau.
And that's just it?
That's all I thought of.
I had...
That's pretty good effort, though.
Right.
Thanks.
Okay, I had a couple.
I mean, I've got like 50 of them, but none of them are what you said.
This is what I got. Tell me if I'm in the spirit of what you mean.
Oh,
gosh. Uh-oh.
Is it Ryan?
Incoming call. Ryan Williams.
All is right. it?
Do we take it?
Yeah.
All right, we'll give him one more chance.
You're on the air. Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Say that again.
What caller am I? What number?
You're number one.
Number
buddy.
One in our book.
You're P.
You won the ability to be on a podcast at some bar. What are you trying to do? Pick up a greyhound?
Oh.
Where are you?
Sorry, I was eating a burrito.
Ooh.
Was it at Baja Burrito?
No, it was not. Do they pay you guys to? Are they one of your sponsors?
Yeah, matter of fact.
Well, they were.
In that case, it was a delicious Baja Burrito.
Hey, Ryan.
What?
What's up?
Hey, what's the deal anyway with
you should ask about Tremé now.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
Have you seen that show Tremé?
What's the deal with that show Tremé anyway?
They need to Tremé some of the fat off the scripte.
Did you write that?
No, Mark wrote it.
Oh, that was, you should let him have it then.
All right, well, we're in the middle of a podcast, so we'll call you back.
Okay, I see, I thought that maybe you were calling me.
Well, we were when we called you.
Oh, have you guys moved on?
This is a live show, we can't.
Sorry, buddy.
This is recorded live.
We're on the air.
This isn't MIDI or anything.
What's your topic? What do you guys,
we haven't gotten that far yet.
What do you guys, what kind of ground are you guys breaking?
Well, we were talking about songs.
Basically, it's been 30 minutes of Sean making noises into the microphone.
Yeah.
just another podcast.
Yeah.
Same as it ever was.
Oh, boy.
I tell you what I don't like about songs. Tell you what the deal. I want to know what the deal is about those. Because, man, sometimes people just, they're just writing them to write them.
He's got a point.
The sunglasses at night thing. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he had cataracts.
How'd I do? Am I famous?
Yeah.
You're famous now.
Nobody can probably hear your end of the conversation.
That's all right. I can hardly hear you guys. This is worse than ever.
Feels like we're back at the bar cart.
Hang up on him. We're done.
Listen, I just wanted to call and say happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Bye.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Wow.
I don't know.
Whose idea was that?
You should do another one of yours, Mark. You should
do another
one of your funny ones. Yours are funny.
All right, yeah.
Okay.
Respect to this.
You take the movie 7.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you take the movie 9.
Yeah.
It's a movie about how 7, 8, 9.
I love it.
It's true.
This is what I did.
What'd you do?
Alexander the Great Balls of Fire.
I like it.
It's a movie about Jerry Lee Lewis, takes over the world, starts with Egypt.
That was 1,000 times louder than any of my noises.
I think that was either the biggest dick thing I've ever seen.
I didn't do that on purpose. That was an accident.
Yeah, that shit.
Sorry.
God, no more Sonic before the show.
Sonic's
the
best.
New rule. Sonic is an after-show treat.
Sonic is the best.
Sorry, guys.
I might even have a blizzard.
Jerry Lee Lewis takes over the world, starts with... Yeah, I don't fucking care.
Egypt.
He ends up marrying his 14-year-old male cousin. That was it. Would have worked better.
Okay, so Luke Skywalker,
right,
and Mr. Spock,
right.
They they get in the starship Millennium Falcon, and they fly around, and it's called Star Trek Wars.
I love it.
I like it.
We got Mark.
Or Star Wars. Star Wars Trek. Whichever one you like.
Stand
better.
By Me.
Uh huh.
And Gone with the Wind. It's a movie about a lonely tornado that just wanted a friend, but nobody could get close enough to him.
All Dogs Days Afternoons Go to Heaven. It's about some dogs have a botched bank robbery. Once they get to the airport, the dog that looks like Fredo gets shot in the head, goes straight to heaven. I love the scene in Dog Day Afternoon where Fredo is talking about how he doesn't want to get lung cancer. Because he dies.
He dies of lung cancer. It's so funny.
In real life, it's funny. Go ahead, Sean.
So, Uma Thurman joins a baseball team. And she kills people. It's called Kill Bill Durham.
That's funny.
That one's not anything.
Kill Bart Durham.
Kill Bart Durham.
Okay, I'm just kidding, right. Bart Durham. That was, if you're listening to the show,
picked off Bart Durham.
Friend of the show, Bart Durham.
Back off.
All right. I got one. It's called 9.5 Weeks and the Best Years of Our Lives.
Yeah.
It's a bad who crammed all the fun stuff of life into one crazy summer.
Ooh.
That's pretty good.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. He did it.
Iron Man on the Moon over Parador.
That's three movies.
It's three movies. It's a super mix-up. It's Andy Kaufman poses as a recently deceased president of Parador, who just happens to be a dead ringer for Kaufman's character, Lotka. But for the gag to work, he has to live inside of an iron lung. So that's it.
It's pretty funny.
Thank you.
I like it. What else you got?
I don't have a backstory for this one. It's just Machete Chetty Bang Bang. That's just too much.
It's just funny as is.
That one just stays.
Do you guys have more? You have more?
I've got a page.
I got a ton of them.
I think we're just going to rattle them off.
All right. I've got, you take the movie Glory.
Yeah.
And you take the movie Rope. Glory Rope. It's about a guy who didn't have the drill, but wanted the same thrill. Glory Rope.
Glory Rope. That's so beautiful.
Oh.
I've got, this is, a beautiful love story. Mm-hmm. It's called Romeo and Julie E.T. And it's about two star-crossed lovers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the...
Literally
star-crossed lovers. And then they kill each other.
Evil Dead Presidents.
Okay.
It's a Vietnam vet.
Yeah.
Goes camping in the woods with his friend.
Yeah.
And, you know, zaniness ensues.
Sure.
The end.
I got this one is The Big Sleep and Gandhi. It's just a 4-hour video of Gandhi's dead corpse. That's all they show.
That's awesome. Okay, so there's this guy named Butch.
Yeah.
And he teaches a young child how to do cowboy karate.
What's it called?
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Karate Kid.
Well, Flashdance Gordon is a movie about... no, it's not funny. Never mind. I have The Godzilla Father. That's a...
the rearing of Godzuki into the mafia.
Rearing. Yeah, reared that child.
Okay, but seriously, mine is Sid and Nancy Drew. It's about a punk rocker and his girlfriend is a 14-year-old sleuth. Mm-hmm. And they try to solve the mystery of how he killed her. And, it's a heart-wrenching tale of whatever.
I've got the African Queen.
Yeah.
And Precious. It's a movie about the world's largest drag queen. And she throws a bucket of chicken or something.
Something really insulting.
Something sad happens.
Something really racist and insulting happens in this movie that's supposed to be about the human spirit. I got Nightmare on 34th Street.
I love it.
And then
what's that about?
Santa knows when you're sleeping. etc.
Oh, boy.
What other fun ones?
I got more. Do you got more?
I got a lot more.
Them out a little bit? What do you got? Go ahead.
I just got a lot of names.
Is it my turn or your turn? Whose turn?
I got some just names. Go ahead, Brad.
I got Do the Right Thing About Mary.
That one's good.
I got How Stella Got Her Backdraft. About a female, strong African-American firefighter woman who, I don't know what she does.
She dies. Gives
a shit. Yeah, she dies. Let's hope.
She dies at the end.
I've got It Happened One Night and Fat Girls.
Hmm.
Movie
Fat
about
Girls? Oh, Fat Girls. I remember that.
The PH one. A movie about a guy's worst one-night stand. Happened One Night.
All right.
The Good Son, the Bad Son, and the Ugly Son.
Movie about my family.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you have to add the son in jail.
Yeah. What other funny ones did I write?
Stand By Me, Myself, and Irene.
Ooh, that one's pretty good.
Peter Pan's Labyrinth. I don't really have backstories for these. War of the Water Worlds. That's I don't know.
Yeah. There's got to be one for like, I got Snatch and Octopussy, but it's got to be. It's got to be.
It's about the most innocent thing.
It's about a garden.
Did you say. Do you say the best little whorehouse in Texas Chainsaw Massacre yet?
I haven't said that.
That's a good
one. Go ahead, you say it.
Best little whorehouse in Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I love it.
What about A Time to Kill Aaron Brockovich?
It's a mad, 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 mad max. Beyond Thunderdome.
That one's probably my favorite.
What about 9 to 5 in the movie Tremors? It's a movie about a guy who isn't sure how many Caesars he just had.
How did we all have such different takes on this concept where it's like
Dr. Strangelove or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love La Bamba? I think that's my best one. I'm closing on that one.
Dirty Dances with Wolves.
That's pretty good.
Guy fucks wolves. Then he dies of wolf prostate.
He gave me wolf prostate.
Pancreatic. Sorry, I ruined the cancer joke.
You gave me pancreatic wolves.
You gave me wolf cancer.
I got Blades of Glory and Rope.
Rope is in everything.
It's a sequel to Glory Rope.
Land Before a Time to Kill. I already did Time to Kill Aaron Brockovich. So.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Remember the Clash of the Titans?
It's pretty good.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
Just ruins a movie.
Yeah.
And everyone remembers it.
Oh,
Best Little Whorehouse in Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That was good. Victor Victoria Tora Tora. That's
one of the ones. Go ahead, Mark.
I got The Village and Idiocracy.
Yeah.
It's about the neighborhood. It's about the neighborhood that George Bush moved into.
I got The Big Lebowski. It's the movie Big and The Big Lebowski. a young boy wakes up to find that he's Jeff Bridges in a cult classic.
I've got the movie Annie and 300. Annie 300. It's a movie about an orphan cyborg.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
Annie 300.
My daughter Hannah came up with one. You want to
know? Yeah.
The Dark Knight of the Living Dead.
Ooh.
It's got zombie Batman.
Yeah.
Zombie Batman sounds scary.
Scary.
Yeah, it does sound scary. What do you got, Mark?
I got the movie Big. These are two Schwarzenegger's one. Oh, no, not two Schwarzeneggers. That was a different one.
Yeah.
No, I got Big, uh-huh. which you just did, and Twins.
Big Twins.
The Dolly Parton story. I got just another name. I got Tropic Thunder and the movie Bolt. Tropic Thunderbolt.
Ooh, that's good.
Sounds like a line of men's clothing at Walmart.
This is movie fact.
Yeah?
There's creepy film, Dead Ringers, where Jeremy Irons plays twin gynecologist. Very creepy.
Oh, I remember that.
But it was originally called Twins. They were going to call it Twins, but Twins with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito came out. So they couldn't call it.
Well, they could have.
Dead Ringers is actually a better name.
I've got two
more. Dead Ringers is a great name, yeah.
I got American Pie and the movie Eraser. American Pie, Eraser. the Dom DeLuise story.
I got Scarface Off. It's Al Pacino has to switch faces with Nicolas Cage. Then he kills himself. which there's no reason to force this into the conversation, but Sean, please.
This is... We wanted to mash up Scarface and Hannah Montana.
Montana. Hannah Montana. I don't know what it has to do with anything. But.
We thought of that like 2 years ago and have just been waiting for a chance to say that.
Is that why we're doing this?
That's the whole... No, you came up with this idea. Right.
We just got lucky.
We just...
Hannah Montana.
I got one last one.
Okay.
It's the movie Shrek.
Yeah.
And the movie Jaws.
Yeah.
Shrek Jaws. A movie about Susan Boyle.
Oh, man. All
right, well, I'll just go through the ones I have left. The Man Who Knew Too Much to Do About Nothing. It's a period piece about a
period.
Menstruation. Young Guns of Navarin. That's,
Navarin. Sounds like a dessert.
Yeah. Ooh, I could go for a Navarin right now.
I could go for a Navarin.
Delicious. Macaroon. I could go for a macaroon.
Fucking... Hey, Macaruna. Gone with the Wind in 60 Seconds. The Last Seven Samurai. It's a movie about seven Asian-looking white guys who rip off the movie Magnificent Seven.
Yeah.
Taxi Driving Miss Daisy. Mentally unstable Vietnam vet Morgan Freeman becomes fed up with what he perceives as a world of filth and decadence, and then he shoots Miss Daisy. Everyone considers him a hero until the end of the movie where there's this weird scene where he looks in the mirror. What the fuck is... That's just weird when he does that.
Yeah.
It's weird. And finally, for Mark's movie mashups, Wild Wild West Side Story. Will Smith falls in love with a giant steam-powered robot spider, which is, of course, taboo. Because Will Smith is black.
Yeah.
But he gets jiggy with it, and they run away and get married. And
Wild Wild West side story.
Wild Wild West side story. Go ahead. You got a special story? Fun fact?
No.
Wild Wild West side story.
I was just...
Oh, I thought he was saying Wild Wild West.
Side story.
The other day, Will Smith...
Well, actually, yeah.
For my entree, I'll take the Wild Wild West with a side of story.
We were talking about how
great Will Smith is.
Will Smith was great in Ali, and actually, he hasn't done anything.
Hancock wasn't really a great movie.
No.
He should have been.
He's been in a lot of cheese better. Since then.
Yeah. What about the 7 pounds of flesh? What about the one? I didn't see any of these.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything.
I saw Hancock.
Every night when you look down, which brings us to what time is it?
It's 7 o'clock at night.
I think we just have enough time for which is better.
We can do
which
it.
Is better.
You guys ready for which is better? Which is better? Jets versus Sharks.
West Side Story.
Jets.
Actually, Jets and actual Sharks.
Whoa.
The planes and the fish.
Whoa.
Which is better? Jets versus Sharks.
I would think if you made a shark out of, like, took a shark and put Jets on it.
Oh, that would be
fucking
sweet.
It was a flying jet shark.
Jet shark.
And it's and it can breathe out of water.
These are all mashups. We're still in mashup mode.
Everything's a mashup now.
Everything is.
What if we put vodka in a slush?
What? Ooga.
You can't even taste the vodka.
Ooh.
Oh, vodka's wonderful. I miss drinking. I remember drinking.
I'm sorry. Should I not drink in front of you?
Mm-mm. Please drink.
He loves your happiness.
I love Mark.
Yeah.
Mark's funny. I don't know if you know this. When you're not around, we talk about how funny you are.
That's embarrassing.
That's what everyone pretty, does.
It is embarrassing.
Look, he's getting all embarrassed.
It is embarrassing.
Funny guy. Sharks versus Jets. Jets versus Sharks. Question one. Bigger dick. Straight to it.
Bigger dick. Wow. I think the shark is the only one with a dick.
No, the guy flying the jet.
Sharks have two dicks.
What the?
Fun fact.
What?
Sharks have two dicks.
What do they...
They need two dicks, man. You ever fuck a shark? You need a backup dick. Sharks have two dicks. I'm going to give it to sharks. But like Mark said, there's a pilot.
Yeah.
And a co-pilot.
Ooh. So that's two dicks there. And have you ever met a pilot?
Bing.
Pretty big dick.
Yeah.
I mean, the jet itself is a huge phallic symbol. So maybe that itself is.
Yeah, remember the Beastie Boys album?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good point.
Wow.
I'm still going with sharks.
Sharks are awesome.
I love sharks.
Sharks have more awesome dicks.
Sharks for the block.
Bigger dick. Bigger dick.
Next question. Which do kids draw more?
Oh.
Dicks. When you're a young boy. Yeah, dicks.
Tits.
I love drawing dicks. I still love drawing a dick. Nothing makes me giggle.
Like, especially like when you draw it somewhere where nobody's expecting it.
When you're like at dinner somewhere and someone's talking and you draw a dick on a napkin and then gently slide it over to whoever you're with and they have to not crack up. It's wonderful.
Or when you're at Macaroni Grill and you draw it and then you put your plate over it. The server's got to take it away.
Sean and I invented a game at Macaroni Grill.
Yeah.
Where you take a crayon. Did we talk about this? You take a crayon. I don't remember what we talk about.
This is news to me. This is all news.
Like you would take a red crayon and you would write the word sun and it would be red sun. Or, you know, you would write the word lantern with a green crayon and it'd be green lantern. And that was the thing. And I don't know if what it
was a brain teaser.
Game.
Yeah.
And we would do that.
We didn't talk to people who were at the table. We were just writing
blue
rain, purple lion. Rain,
right.
purple rain.
Right, yeah. And then I would write rain in red. Red rain. And it's a pretty fun game. So if you're ever out and you're bored, you're on a date with a hot girl and you're at Macaroni Grill, which you should go to Macaroni Grill. It's pretty classy. It's not as classy as it used to be. Remember they used to sing? Remember they used to like play guitar? I don't think they sang that, but they did sing.
Is that Funiculi Funicula?
You had to have a talent.
Funiculi Funicula.
No one can resist chicken parmesan like this. Try it. You'll love everybody. Try it. I'll cover it with sauce. I'll cover it with cheese. Can I have another bite, please? Remember Burger King had that?
There was some game that had
chicken sandwich. There was a Burger King chicken sandwich commercial with that in there.
Everything is great when you play the thing. There's some board game.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Risk.
So, which do kids draw more? I would draw... I'd draw Jets and I'd draw Sharks. And like Mark was saying, draw Jets.
When
sharks,
I was a kid, I probably drawed it. I drawed it a lot more aerial
like
planes. I think airplanes... Kids love to draw planes.
I drew a lot of planes.
But you draw more sharks than planes?
I think I drew more planes.
I drew a lot of sharks, but you know what I drew? I drew the water and then just the fin.
Yes.
That counts.
I did that a lot.
I would draw little flip books on the corner of my thing. Of a shark.
Yeah, I would do that with the thing going across.
It's pretty easy to
do. That's scary.
I used to do that in romance novels.
That's scary.
But I think I'm going to have to give it to the Jets.
Yeah, Jets.
I drew more Jets.
Okay.
That's one for Jets. We're 1-1.
Next question.
Love.
Next question. Which is, quotes, the perfect killing machine?
Depends what your religion is.
A, B, C, D. All right, well.
Which is the perfect killing machine?
Perfect killing machine.
If you're
machine.
A Muslim, it's a jet.
Just make the whole jet into a bomb.
It's all that is a bomb. Like. That's what they sound like.
Yeah. Every one of them.
You got them.
They're all from Bangladesh.
Cat Stevens.
Which?
A fucking Muslim, believe it.
Well.
Yeah.
He I mean, like jets have killed more people.
Hold on, I got to take a call. Yes, Tara. Hey, what's up? Yes, hello. Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah.
Sorry. Hey, I just want to tell you, I completely walked out and forgot that salad.
Oh, that's okay, honey.
So grab it whenever you're down there playing this weekend. We think you leave until 6:30, so I was ready to get up and get out.
That's fine, that's fine. Well, hey, that's wonderful. All right, honey, well, I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye.
She forgot a salad.
She forgot a salad, guys. Sorry.
Wow.
I didn't mean to interrupt the show for that.
All 70,000 people that listen to this podcast
know.
They're
like, what happened? What happened?
What's the deal with the salad?
That salad, you know where that salad came from? Sean knows where that salad came
from. From the earth.
From our garden. Our garden. We have a garden.
He says our, but I've never tilled it.
It's our
and you,
home.
You rent part of that. You pay rent on that.
It came from,
land.
I made it in our kitchen. I mean, even though you didn't participate, it's still partially
yours.
He
didn't do anything.
I like to feel like he's part of the situation because I don't know.
Kind of like
me doing a garden and him not being involved makes me sound like
doesn't make you sound like the gay couple that you are.
Yeah,
it sounds gayer with our garden, like we did it. But the fact is that it's like
makes you sound more gay if you're only one doing the garden.
I want people when they see us, I want them to think we're gay because if we are a gay couple, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good gay couple. That's a power gay couple.
If we're well, it's like they look at me like, well, he must have money or a big old gay dick or something.
Yeah,
but.
Because look at me.
Look
at me out there in Radio Land.
If I was with a...
just go to myspace.com/Sean Parrott.
That's a hot fucking piece
of that's still there?
Facebook.com/Sean Parrott.
Go to myspace.com/Anunson and there'll be some lady I don't know. I thought that was my website. I was like, oh yeah, myspace/Anunson.
And you just sent people to it.
And it's like, there's some woman.
So which was the perfect killing machine? Salad, yeah. Right?
Salad.
Okay. No, jets. Jets.
Spoiled salad.
September sharks. 11th.
Sharks.
Those are jets,
well,
right?
Killing machine?
Killing machines.
Sharks kill more things every day than planes
sharks
do.
Sharks are
they kill other fish
killing
constantly.
Machines.
Oh, that's a good
kill,
point.
Yeah. It's not humans.
Evolution. They were evolved over
yeah, sharks.
20, 30 years.
Sharks kill a lot of stuff.
Sharks.
I'm going to say sharks, perfect killing machine. Which would you rather be inside?
Right now?
A shark or a jet?
Would I be able to control the
shark? Would you rather
the
be
shark?
The pilot of a jet? Like right now, you teleport inside of a jet. You're piloting the jet.
Or could I pilot the shark?
You are piloting a robot shark.
I can
shark.
Pilot a shark.
Pilot a robot shark, yeah.
Yeah.
I've flown a plane before.
Can you fly a plane?
Yeah, I've got a license.
The thing is, if I was inside of either one, I would be doomed.
You still got a straight face, but I don't believe you.
I would believe anything.
You've flown a plane?
I would believe he climbed Mount Everest.
No.
I believe he climbed the Empire State Building.
I'm sorry, the Empire State.
The entire state of New York.
I climbed the state.
If I was in a pilot, God, I'm
well,
so gay.
There's women pilots.
Homo.
There's one woman pilot.
Right. Yeah, they're women pilots. if I was in a
couple. Plenty.
If I was in a jet, I would die. Because it's like, oh, I'm going to crash, and I'd see it coming.
Well,
if I was in a shark, I'd die too. No. Yeah, okay.
You didn't say
point.
Teleport.
You're right.
It could just
I think you did it.
Wow.
See, that's why Mark is the smartest, funniest guy we know.
It's
all right here in the noggin, people.
Oh,
you have
boy.
Actual smarts that is practical.
Just
like,
praying that nobody hits me in the head with a baseball bat.
You like,
don't even talk like that.
You're smart enough to own a house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. Somebody was dumb enough to give me credit.
I mean,
look
at Antioch,
your ass at the chair you're sitting in.
This is a great chair.
You think a fucking idiot got that chair?
I didn't pay for those.
Free chairs, by the way.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty smart.
I look at these chairs. If you said to me I spent $700 on this set of chairs, I'd be like, I easily believe that.
Yeah. That, well,
actually, and I wouldn't think you wasted money.
When they were new, like 10 years ago, I mean, they still look new because no
look,
one ever sat
look,
in them.
They
were under our stairs. Nobody ever sat in
they're
them.
They're really well kept.
They were like $1,000 a piece.
Whoa. Wow. What kind of business are you in?
It was called private business at the time.
Are you in the gangster business?
Banking. It's a lot of wasted money.
Are you in waste removal?
Yeah.
I'm a waste removal engineer.
Which would you rather be in? I'd rather be in a jet. What do you say, Mark?
I'd rather be in a shark because it's not possible, so I'd rather do the impossible.
Robot shark?
Robot Shark.
Robot Shark.
I would rather be in a jet because it would be beautiful to fly.
I changed my answer back to Robot Shark because I thought it was a real shark, but I'm going to say Robot Shark.
I want to fly in the sky. I want to fly in the beautiful sky.
Robot Which would you rather shark? Die in? Would you rather be killed by a plane crash or eaten by a shark?
That's like the two worst things ever.
Being eaten by a shark is awesome.
Well, you know what? I would rather be eaten by a shark because, like, the whole time you're
there's blood in the water.
You can, like, fight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like,
you can do something.
I can, but when
you're in a plane crash,
you're just like, all right.
And it's a little more epic to get killed by a shark. How did Brad die? Well, they got eaten by a shark. That's how he died.
Both pretty epic, though.
Damn, a plane crash, buying a jet crash is probably more epic.
Yeah.
But crashing a jet is like a fuck up kind of thing to do. Like when you hear about like soldiers, like, oh, they crashed their helicopter. It's like, you know how much those helicopters cost, you fucking idiots?
Yeah.
You don't feel bad.
$10 million.
That helicopter,
that's how much.
That jet had to cost $10 million.
I think.
A shark is free.
Yeah. We got sharks to spare.
Yeah, we got sharks. We got. They're putting their fins in soup and ching chang chang land.
Just hose one down. Get some of the oil off of it, and you got yourself a.
Can you go get a shark?
Are there any oil sharks?
If you're rich and you're black, you can have a tank full of them.
Real? Who? P. Diddy?
P. Diddy? I would say.
Does he think?
Biggie Smalls probably has in his.
He probably
garage,
ate all the sharks.
Well, he probably has like an empty fish tank that was my dad's fish tank of sharks or something.
What? Really?
So why do black people they have pit bulls?
They're just
they got pit bulls.
They're just cool.
They like anything but that can hurt other people.
They're terrified of.
Would this be racist?
Bugs.
Right. Okay.
Why is that?
Would this be racist? We were talking. We had an idea for a show called "Will It Scare a Black Person?" And every week we get like. A little cage with like a squirrel in it. And we go up to a black person, and if they go, oh shit, and like run off.
Nah. That ain't me, man. That ain't me.
The next week, it's like a loaded gun, and they don't care. Then the week after that, it's like a rabbit. And they just, ah, fuck!
That would be the best show I've ever heard about.
That'd be a great show.
I don't know.
That'd be
did
great
you ever
show.
See like those Maury Povich's where they come out with like some tinfoil and it scares somebody because they're afraid of like tinfoil?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Those really? Are awesome.
Phobia shows?
I knew a guy, it wasn't really a phobia, but he had this thing with like something about the texture of brown paper towels.
Oh, yeah.
And if you like said brown paper towels to him, he would cringe.
It makes my mouth feel weird.
Yeah.
When you say that.
It makes my neck feel weird when you say that.
Yeah. In the gas station kind of brown paper towel is just the texture.
I used to have a problem with owls.
Really?
Not cartoon owls, real owls.
You know what freaks me out, makes me uncomfortable? Tongue depressors. The thought of them like rubbing across my lips. Ugh. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Turns my spine to glass. Which is more aerodynamic?
Aerodynamic.
Aerodynamic.
Well,
just more aerodynamic.
A jet has to be more aerodynamic because.
I'm gonna say
it was designed by man. Shark was designed by God. Who's gonna take more time to an effort?
Shark. The shark's gonna be more aerodynamic than right.
Gosh.
God made the man
fly.
Who made the.
I'll put
the robot shark.
put it this way. Every jet
mm-hmm.
is perfectly aerodynamic, but not every shark is.
Because you know there could be I'm gonna disagree.
Retarded sharks, you know?
Which jets aren't aerodynamic because they have the cockpit. And that's like
they have what?
You
said cockpit.
You got
the
me.
Pit for cocks?
I don't know. I don't think
anybody use that as a vagina euphemism?
Katrina
before?
Probably. Yeah.
Cockpit?
That's cockpit. Been done.
It seems like it
George
been.
Carlin and Richard Lewis and Richard Pryor and
cockpit.
He's just saying
Richard
pit for cocks.
Well, who won then? You're saying jets?
Aerodynamic?
I'm saying sharks are more aerodynamic.
I think jets are more aerodynamic.
All right.
I disagree.
Throw a shark like that one chick did in that one movie. That's the only reason I went and saw that movie,
because mm-hmm.
she threw that shark.
My super ex-girlfriend, yeah.
The movie was horrible, but... That was a stupid,
this is like, if I... I mean, it's kind of cool that they could do it, but it was a bad movie.
You know, it's
movie.
Like, oh, I love romantic comedies, let's see if we can get the superhero nerds to go to a romantic comedy.
Yeah, let's confuse the two.
Who was the superwoman? Was it Uma Thurman?
Uma Thurman.
She's a beautiful lady.
I love her.
She's really hot in The Producers.
I've had a lot of dreams.
She's really hot in everything. She's hot in Kill Bill. She's got a fine
sometimes
ass.
Sometimes a little mannish in some things, I'll say.
That's what
okay.
I like.
And her hands. Ever seen her
she
hands?
She can beat you up.
Yeah, she's got like just meaty, knuckly hands and shit.
I've had a lot of weird dreams about her, like over long periods of years.
Really?
Yeah.
You know who like, Sean loves? Natalie Portman.
Oh yeah.
Port,
she's cute.
Port.
She's
got cute. A port.
Yeah.
And a man.
Yeah, port I like man. I like both of those things. I like a nice port wine, and I like a nice man.
And I like Natalie Portman.
Port man.
Just not in that order. I like. Man.
Oh my God, are we past an hour?
Oh yeah, that's a long podcast.
Man, we better.
Hey, look, there's no
lightning round.
We have to do.
We can do a cliffhanger.
Which is more awesome?
Sharks are more awesome.
Yeah, sharks are more awesome.
Sharks are more awesome than Jets.
Jets got like a dude in there.
And somebody has to tell it where to go.
Yeah, pilots think they're badasses. Of course, Jets can't drop atomic bombs.
Yeah.
No, but they can. Have you ever seen those like great white sharks that come up from the bottom and go up and grab the seals?
And they like breach. Those are the awesome. They like go in there. That is pretty
That's the most
sweet.
Awesome thing I've ever seen.
Those are always in slow motion, too.
Yeah. Wow. Now, what not to change the subject, but there was something on TV the other day where they had a killer whale eat a shark. A great white.
That Mark, sounds... please don't change the subject.
Can we do that next time?
That sounds like the greatest thing.
Ooh, sharks versus killer whales?
We gotta...
Well, we already know killer whales win.
Apparently.
Yeah, they're huge.
I know a dolphin can kill a shark, and a killer whale's a badass fucking...
It doesn't have to be more than one dolphin, though. Don't they work together to kill a shark?
A killer whale is technically a type of dolphin, isn't it?
A killer whale
or they're
is...
in the same family. They're not. They're more closely related to a dolphin
is
than
it
a whale.
It's not a mammal. It is a mammal.
It is a mammal. Sure it is.
Yeah, it is a mammal.
Just like us.
Just like you.
Mammals.
Like a walrus.
Mammals. Their name is called... They raise a paw, the cat, the bat, dolphin and dog, koala bear and hog.
So they might be giant song.
Yeah.
It sounds like
I didn't
a,
even know
it
that,
sounds
but
like
I knew
either
it.
Either an Electric Company song or they might be giant song.
Some of us may lose our hair.
Which is happier?
Sharks always look like they're smiling. With all those teeth.
Yeah, but they can never sit down. They're like, oh my God, I can't sit down.
They have to constantly keep moving. Yeah, what if you're a lazy shark? You're a dead shark.
Yeah.
Jets.
There's a shark. Paul Strickland's a shark. Just keeps moving.
That's true. Stop.
Who's Paul Strickland?
Ooh.
Jets.
I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty. I feel pretty and witty.
Why is he saying that?
I don't know why he's saying that. West Side Story. Jets and Sharks. I brought it back.
Ah!
I brought it back. Have you ever felt pretty?
I want to be in a robot shark.
I want to live in a robot shark. Lots of things in a robot shark. Look at this guy in the robot shark.
Here's the one thing I'm very proud of. I don't know anything about West Side Story.
Really?
You should be
very
it's
proud.
It's good.
Of
it's good.
From Eugene.
It's got good music.
Bernstein.
It has good music. Berenstein. It really does.
Yeah, the music's good.
It's a classic in gay cinema. Pretty.
It's a classic in regular cinema.
Let's make a salad out of our garden and go watch West Side Story.
Yeah, come on.
Wow.
In East Nashville.
Listen, you got me.
Whoa.
I'm not really there.
It's pretty
we are like two blocks away from the gay and lesbian bar.
It's very lesbian. There's no gay. It's all lesbian.
Right across the street.
Madonna's is a gay bar, and Lipstick Lounge is a lesbian. They're lesbian, though.
Yeah, they're all... Everything's a lesbian.
But these... I've rarely seen a pretty lesbian. They're all butch. There's, ratio of pretty to butch lesbians is way off.
When I was in Pensacola Beach, it was Pride weekend.
Oh, no.
It was the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
For the fans who are out there right now, it is currently fanfare.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big fat mess of nasty. Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. It's like if Mostly Comedy was a parade.
It's like if Mostly Comedy came here wearing their jean shorts with the American flag.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan Williams was with them with my salad. That's what it looks like, except for the salad part's pretty good.
If the salad sat out in the sun for 6 weeks.
Yeah. Which would you rather be, a transformer who turns into a jet or a transformer who turns into a shark, Mark?
Jet.
Shark.
Well, then you can only do underwater transforming.
Yeah, you know what? But if you think about it, a transforming turn to a jet, a transforming turn to a shark, the shark can probably still fly.
Well, he didn't say that.
A jet can...
I didn't have to say it. Too late. You guys are jets.
No, that's not fair.
No, take back.
A jet can probably go underwater.
That's what I was going to say. A jet can go underwater.
Oh, you're fucking retarded.
And it'd be... It's called a jet.
You're dreaming. Okay.
You can't handle the truth.
Jaws versus Top Gun.
Jaws is incredible.
Top Gun.
But what are we comparing? The whole movie?
Which is better?
Which is better?
Top Gun.
Which is better in the same vein? Deep Blue Sea versus Iron Eagle.
Iron Eagle. These are all easy.
Next you're just question. Jet movies.
Next question. Do you love me?
Yes.
All right, Sean?
Yes.
All right.
Why?
You waited too long. Which has a bigger body count from the start of forever till now?
Jets have been killing a lot of motherfuckers.
Yeah, but they've only been around for a few, you know.
Yeah,
compared
to the long game.
Are we saying human bodies or
human beings body count? What's been
human beings
since the dawn of the Ice Age? We'll say whatever.
Man, Jets.
Australopithecines on.
Jets will kill 1,000 people in a day.
Today, though, today it's sharks, but in 100,000 years from today, it'll be Jets.
Yeah.
I think it's Jets.
No, you're stupid.
Sharks don't kill that many people.
They know, but over millions of years and billions of
over time.
The 4,000 years this Earth.
Yeah, but how many? How many people do they kill per year? Even with 6 billion people.
How many Jets have? I mean, Jets have killed a lot. Let's say Jets have killed upwards of 20,000 people.
Jets are always killing people.
Jets have killed.
That's all they do. They're killing.
All right, I'll go Jets. I'll say Jets.
Yeah, but you got to think. You're not thinking about how long human beings. How long have human beings existed?
4,000 years. 4,500.
4,000 years. And God,
it's been 2,000 years since God created the Earth.
No,
so
in the Garden of Eden. No.
Yes.
Well, the Earth has been here for millions of years,
and there's been sharks since fucking dinosaur times. So as soon as there's been people, they've been getting in by sharks.
What if you eliminate dinosaur sharks? What if it's only modern day sharks?
Well, the
I'm saying
weren't eaten by
I think even with dinosaur sharks, I think it's Jets still.
Jets, all right, prove it.
Jets aren't even.
I think
that.
People.
How long have jet, planes?
I think
planes,
like
they've only been only been around like 20 years.
Yeah, Jets are. Like,
I think 5 people get killed maybe per year by sharks.
Times that by a million.
By a million.
You're not even thinking of like people.
But this is like 6
no,
billion
that's
people
nowadays.
Now.
Think about pirate ships, people like the whole Quinn story. Whenever
a jet
flies by a fucking U-boat, blows it up. All the people come spilling out of the top.
Sharks eat them.
Sharks eat them.
Whoa. And
does that kill go to the jet or the shark?
Maybe that's a split decision.
Like every beach in the world and all like the people who like the native cultures who have to use the water and get in
and
out of the water.
Yeah, they get eaten by sharks
all
the fucking time. All
the time, every day.
I don't think not to mention people who get
every day
by sharks.
I think
every
you...
day.
Every day, no.
Just
because
you don't see it on the news doesn't mean it's not happening.
Yeah, sorry, it's not exciting.
You guys are just making stuff up for your argument.
Yeah, that's right.
How else can you win an argument?
That's a good point.
Win. Yeah,
you guys win.
You can't win an argument with facts.
Who would win in a fight, shark or a jet?
Jet can't die.
It's not even alive.
They're fighting in the water.
No, they're not.
A jet. That...
They're fighting on land, so that neither of them have an advantage.
Whoa.
Jets.
Jets got missiles.
Jet's not alive, so it can't fight.
Yes, it can.
Nope, can't fight.
You're thinking of Swamp Thing.
You're thinking of Iron Swamp.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
Last question.
Already?
This is
Swamp
the
Thing. How about that? That's my new one. Swamp the Thing.
Swamp Thing is sort of like the Thing.
Yeah.
But he's swampier.
Which has made more people go, whoa!
Sharks.
A jet or a shark?
Every time I see a jet, I go, whoa! It flies over.
You're desensitized.
Every time you see a shark, you go, whoa!
Yeah, you do.
I've never... I've
not a Bingo Jet airliner.
I've never seen it.
Bingo Jet airliner.
B-17.
Guys, what a great comeback show.
Man.
Let's see. Who won? Jets or sharks?
Sharks.
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 Sharks. Sharks. Sharks. Sharks. Sharks. Sharks.
Sharks. Sharks. Sharks. Sharks. Sharks. Sharks. Sharks.
Sharks. Happy. What other songs are in that?
I don't quite feel like I'm Mark Anunsen now.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday,
whoa.
Gary.
Gary!
Start!
He's figuring out.
He's
figuring out.
This is really creepy. He stopped. I think he stopped, so I think we can happy birthday, Gary.
On three.
Happy birthday, Gary. 1, 2, 3.